You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Budget 2023-24 will likely sidestep major reform initiatives, be it the targeting of fertilizer subsidy via direct benefit transfer or the privatization of public sector banks and state-run insurance firms, people familiar with discussions in the government told Financial Express. This is because the centre has decided to go slow on stalled in financial sector and expenditure reforms that could potentially lead to any political backlash and cost it electorally. 9 state assembly elections are to take place before the general elections, which will be held latest by May 2024. A senior official said the government doesn't want to antagonize people just when so many states are going to the polls ahead of the general elections in early 2024. Political opponents could instill fear among people about reforms, even though they are well-intentioned. Another official said that there is no appetite for any major disinvestment now in the banking or insurance sector. Meanwhile, domestic device manufacturers and app makers may have got relief from the Competition Commission against Google's monopolistic practices in the Android space. But homegrown MapMyIndia, which works on geospatial data, continues to seek a level playing field with the US tech giant on the usage of satellite imagery. The Indian government's regulations put a limit on domestic companies working with geospatial data with regard to satellite imagery. But as Google is a US company, it is free from such restrictions. Rohan Verma, CEO and Executive Director at MapMyIndia, told Financial Express that private companies in India using satellite imagery for either consumer or enterprise use cases cannot put out imagery finer than 1 meter resolution. However, Google Maps does not comply with this directive and offers even finer and crisper resolution on their maps to consumers, making this regulation a gray area. This way, Google is able to offer fine imagery on its apps, which we are not able to do, and this is definitely not a level playing field. Moving on, unsecured creditors in infrastructure leasing and financial services could recover 10 to 20% of their investment of over rupees 10,000 crore. Among these creditors are private sector provident and pension funds of companies like Infosys, Tata Power and Lupin, government-owned Food Corporation of India, State Bank of India, Indian Oil Corporation and Army pension funds like the Army Group Insurance Fund had also invested in non-convertible debentures of IL and FS, around rupees 16,360 crore, including rupees 11,295 crore cash and rupees 5,065 crore InvIT units, is now available across the IL and FS group. The new board's proposal of interim dividend payouts across group companies, including holdcos, without waiting for a final resolution was approved by the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal in May. An IL and FS spokesperson said that the first payout under interim dividend was done for Rapid Metro Gurgaon Rail, as per framework approved by the NCLAT, and more would soon follow. Mother Dairy, a wholly owned subsidiary of the National Dairy Development Board, has announced a hike in prices of full cream milk by Rs 1 per litre and token milk by Rs 2 per litre in Delhi NCR from today, citing increase in feed costs. This will be the fourth hike in milk prices this year by Mother Dairy, one of the leading milk suppliers in the region. Full cream milk will now cost Rs 64 per litre, 1 rupee more than before, but the company has not revised the price for 500 ml packets at Rs 32. Token milk will be sold at Rs 50 per litre as against Rs 48 per litre earlier. On October 16th, the company had hiked the prices of full cream milk and cow milk by Rs 2 to Rs 63 per litre and Rs 55 per litre, respectively. The Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, popularly referred as Amul, had also increased the price of buffalo milk and full cream milk by Rs 2 per litre in all markets except Gujarat. In other news, the government is likely to float sovereign green bonds in FY24 as well. Beyond the proposed issuance of Rs 16,000 crore in the second half of this fiscal, keeping up its elevated focus on sustainability, an official source told Financial Express. He added that it could be a part of the government's gross market borrowing plan for the next fiscal, but it's too early to predict the size of the FY24 issuance. This year, this is being issued as part of an explorative exercise to gauge the market appetite, hence the size is modest. The green bond issuance accounts for just 1.1% of the government's targeted FY23 gross marketing borrowing of Rs 14.21 trillion. Since India is taking over the G20 presidency, where it will draw attention to issues like climate financing, the issuance of the green bond is well-timed. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.